Palabras Sinceras, a Roswell, New Mexico story featuring Michael Guerin, Alex Maines, by Lady Knox, read by Kath. The sun was starting to rise, the newspaper taped to the windows growing yellow and warm, when Michael at last stepped into the airstream. He looked tired, the shadows under his eyes like dark bruises, his hair a wild mess of curls. Michael, the rest of what Alex was going to say died in his throat, when instead of words there came a soft mew. It sounded pathetically high-pitched, like a toy. Alex exhaled loudly through his nose in annoyance. Right. Cat. Michael turned to look at Alex, lips starting to curl up into an amused smile before catching himself, and replacing the amusement with something he felt was more appropriate, a mountain of unnecessary guilt and remorse. Sorry, Alex. Still not sure how to reverse it, Michael said, eyes growing more distressed as his attention shifted to something at Alex's left. Turning his head, Alex noticed that his tail had started flicking back and forth, a physical sign of his growing frustration and annoyance. He'd groan if he could. Alex never realized how expressive cats were until he'd become one. They'd always seemed very aloof and hard to read, which admittedly is probably how some people would choose to describe him. But he found his moods were easily made public by something as seemingly innocuous as the flick of a tail, or the position of his ears, even by the rumble in his chest. All signs Michael could easily misinterpret the meaning behind, because the universe had a real sick sense of humor. Given that for more than a decade, Alex and Michael had figuratively been speaking different languages, only for it to become literal instead of figurative the moment they started to understand each other. "I know this sucks, but you know I'll figure it out," Michael continued, and Alex tuned out the rest. Obviously, Michael didn't need to be a cat whisperer to know Alex was upset. He was a little black fucking cat. Of course Alex was upset. Just not with Michael. Yeah, maybe Michael shouldn't have left the recently found alien tech sitting out on one of his drafting tables. But maybe the first thing Alex shouldn't have done when he'd gotten to the bunker was touch things he didn't really understand. He was, you know, usually smarter than that. Standing up, Alex stretched, slow and languid, as is apparently required if one is a cat, then moved along the bed towards Michael. He didn't have access to a prosthetic anymore, but was barely hindered with three other legs and a tail for added balance. He hopped in elegantly around the nest of blankets Michael had made for him, which Alex had ignored for Michael's pillow, where the smell of rain was strongest. Alex sat down grimly at the edge of the bed when he reached it, tucking his tail tight against his body, making sure to step on the tip with his back paw to ensure it wouldn't betray any more of his emotions. "Alex, you barely touched your food," Michael frowned at him. "Obviously," Alex thought, inspecting a forepaw, black like the rest of him, save for the white toes. Even if Michael hadn't left out enough canned tuna to feed an army of cats, it was hard to generate much of an appetite when one spent most of the day napping. Alex hadn't been much of a napper before his transformation. But a cat will cat, even one who used to be a human. So he napped now, and, the fur on his flank felt wrong. Groomed. Michael was still talking, fretting, really, about what Alex might want to eat instead of tuna. Something he could control, unlike fickle alien tech. It was annoying watching Michael fretting, unable to tell him to stop, to pull Michael into his arms, kiss him until he went boneless against him, calm, relaxed. "Michael!" Alex called, cutting off whatever else Michael was saying. As expected, another meow, but this time he leaned into it, putting into that ridiculous meow as much of a command as possible. "Come here, sweetheart, you're tying yourself in knots." Somehow it worked. Michael grimaced, but closed the distance between them. In this new perspective, where the airstream was palatial, he seemed to do it in two great steps before dropping down onto the balls of his feet, crouching by the bed, so he could look at Alex, his worried face taking up all of Alex's field of vision. Alex could say that there was one good thing about accidentally being turned into a little black cat, and that was getting better at reading Michael's moods. Though he suspected it was hard for Michael to barricade them when he couldn't deduce the meaning behind Alex's every meow. Right now, Michael looked desperate and stressed, and Alex wondered if what he was seeing when he looked at Alex was all the progress they had made as a couple evaporating like so much water. Alex understood. Their relationship was too new, too fragile. Clumsily attempted at the wrong time. But was there ever a right time? They'd blown up over less. They were their own worst enemies. "I promise," Michael began. "I'll make it right." He reached out to touch Alex, but stopped, hand curling into a fist and coming to rest on his thigh instead. "Oh, no, you don't." Alex surged forward, headbutting Michael's chin, his tiny sharp claws digging into the edge of the mattress for balance. There were plenty of reasons for the relationship to fail. This wasn't one of them. He pulled his head back and knocked it against Michael's jaw as hard as he could, rubbing his head and face against Michael's prickly cheek over and over again, until a little giggle escaped him. "Alex!" Michael's hand came to rest against the curve of his back. Alex purred approvingly and didn't cease his nuzzling. "Your nose is so wet," he laughed, the tension easing slowly from his voice, from his shoulders. "Fucking good." Alex felt better, too. No surprise there. Touching Michael always made him feel better. It was usually when he stopped touching him and started thinking that things went sideways. Alex nuzzled harder. Things had to be different this time around, after all the grand gestures. The quiet conversations on Alex's couch, in Michael's bed. Open, vulnerable, and honest in a way they'd never been before. In a way Alex had never allowed himself to be before. Things were going to be different this time. Only when his legs started to complain from the position did Alex pull back. But he wasn't done. Alex hopped up on Michael's arm and started to make his precarious way over his shoulders. Michael was looking down at him with that soft, dopey expression that Alex loved so much. He made sure to drape himself securely over Michael's shoulder before going back to nuzzling Michael's chin, loving the sensation of bristles in his fur. Michael chuckled, reaching to scratch under Alex's chin. And oh, that was nice. "I think this is the cutest way I've ever been told to shut..." "Ow!" Michael turned to glare at him. "Alex! Claws!" But Alex just gazed back at him imperiously, claws still unrepentantly digging into Michael's chest, until Michael bright them off himself. "Sadist," Michael grumbled, standing up. "It's still adorable." Michael kissed the top of his head. The only reason Alex refrained from digging his claws into him again. Scratching under Alex's chin again helped his case too. Michael moved back to his kitchen to make himself something to eat. With Alex still perched on his shoulder, he felt absurdly like he was supervising. But he didn't move. They ate together like that. Michael sitting on his bed, Alex still draped over his shoulder. Michael tearing off pieces of his tuna fish sandwich to offer to Alex, who took a couple of bites, feeling ridiculously fond. Once they finished eating, Michael kicked off his boots and settled back into bed. Alex had worried that Michael would head back to the bunker, and was glad that he had felt reassured enough to rest. Alex curled up under Michael's chin, purring as he let himself sink into the warmth of him. He'd say they could worry about reversing the transformation later. But in truth, Alex refused to worry about what was to come, for the same reason he refused to be mad. Ultimately, Michael would figure it out. They both would. The end.